We are back live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Baccioni and McKeon doing a stellar job producing the show back in New York City. John Fass will update everything happening in the world of sports here in about 22 minutes. First huge question of the night. State of the NFL. We're 8 days away from the Chiefs and the Niners in the Super Bowl, and I'll deliver a huge opinion on that game, multiple huge opinions later. But our question right now with the state of the NFL, what's good, what's bad, and what changes are needed? And off the kid who has amassed 30,000 signatures on a petition, which is pretty cool, about moving the game from Sunday to Saturday. I don't like it. I like it where it's at right now on Sunday. Now, that's our side question you can answer at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Josh in the beautiful state of Ohio. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, buddy.
Before I get to the huge question of the night, I just want to say something about the Pro Bowl that I think, number one, the voting is messed up for it. It should not be 100% fan vote. It should be like more NBA, 50% fan, 25% player, 25% media. And it should be start later on the season. So, I mean, most people don't know, but Devontae Parker, right here on the Dolphins, he leads the NFL, leads the AFC in receiving yards and receiving touches by receivers, and he wasn't even an alternate. So I feel like that vote is messed up. And the game itself could, maybe they could go back to how they did a few years ago, like do a whole draft, switch it up, no AFC, NFC. You know, just switch it up, have a few captains or something.
And what about our huge question of the night, Josh?
Yeah, so I think the NFL has a lot of good. The good in the NFL is they have a lot of good talent now. They have,
yes,
you know, Mahomes, McCaffrey, Jackson. The bad is the officiating is just horrific. All the replay reviews, everything's terrible about that. And
the changes. The changes needed.
The change needed is. Maybe they could do like that sky judge.
Yeah, I like that.
They tried in the AAF. Maybe try
I like that. You know, thank you, Josh, for listening in Ohio. I think the sky judge should be in every NFL stadium for every game next year. He or she, I don't care, can overrule, is watching the game, has three monitors, maybe a couple additional people. Now you could take, you know, refs, cycle them out, and they're able to help that crew, not make them look bad, but buzz them, and they can pick up a flag. There's nothing wrong with that. I love the sky judge idea. Thank you, Josh, for getting our huge opinion started. Barbara down in Texas, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello. I'm just curious about the NFL, why they continually sign these troublemaker bad boys people to their teams. I've never understood that. Why? What's the reasoning behind, I brought this up, we were talking about Aaron Hernandez, and I was thinking of Johnny Manziel and Antonio, and all these boys that can't adapt. I live in Texas, we got football players hanging off the windows here. Plenty of good kids that play. I don't know why they signed those guys.
Well, you know, Barbara, thank you for listening down in Texas. I appreciate your patience as we took some time to get to our callers tonight, and we'll interact throughout the broadcast. It's talent. That's it. That's all. It's talent. And I know in college a lot of coaches will feel they can save a kid, but accountability is a lost art. It really is. And the NFL is so hypocritical on how, you know, how they attack Brady and deflated footballs and how hard he was able to come back, or Ray Rice, if there's video attached, you're done, but then Kareem Hunt can come back and be a backup with the Browns. They're just all over the place. If you have talent, they'll find a place for you, as long as you're, you know, not in jail. Let's go to Jay in Alaska. You're on the Saturday Night Hild Show.
Hey, what's going on, Bill? How you doing, man?
How you doing, buddy? How's life in Alaska?
Oh, man, it's freaking 15 below up here, bro.
15? Are you guys getting all, is it dark 24 hours now?
No, it's only light for about 6 hours a day, though. It pretty much sucks.
So 18 hours a day. Where are you at in Alaska? What city?
I'm in Anchorage.
So you're in Anchorage, so 18 hours a day, it's dark.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty lame. Hey, I got two things that I want to bring up that I think need to be tweaked in the NFL. And the first one is just ridiculous roughing the passer crap. I mean, I'm a diehard Raider fan, and I watch Max Crosby sack Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes, and I can't remember the other quarterback, had him around the waist and dragged him to the ground, and they all three times he got called for roughing the passer. I mean, the last time I checked, this is tackle football, and you're supposed to tackle the guy with the football. I think this is just absolutely ridiculous. I can understand slamming a guy to the ground, hitting him in the face, all that kind of crap, but when you tackle a guy with a form tackle around the hips and you drag him to the ground, that should not be roughing the passer. And the second one is all this love and peace and crap. I'm just sick of it, Bill. Man, we need to bring back hate. Rivalry and hate between sports teams is a good thing. I am a diehard Raider fan. I wanted to tell you, I do not want Tom Brady on the Raiders. I hate that guy for the tuck rule. I hate Tony Siragusa from the Baltimore Ravens for breaking Rich Gannon's collarbone. I hate the Chiefs. I hate the Broncos, and I hate the Chargers. I love that I hate those teams, and everybody hates the Raiders. It just gives me fuel. We need to bring back hate between teams. Not between people, but between teams and sports rivals. It's a good thing. All this love and happiness and touchy-feely, it's too much, man. I'm out.
Well said, Jay. I'll tell you what, man. Thanks for listening, Alaska. If it was dark 18 hours a day, I'd be angry, too. If it was dark 18 hours, I think it rotates. Like, earlier, it was darker. Again, you know, I'm not a winter solstice guy, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express. Yeah, I like the rivalries. Yeah, you're right, Brady. But it's Vegas. See, it's different. Brady in Oakland, the black hole would never accept that. Now with Vegas, and you have to remember, too, when the Raiders play in Vegas, because there's no, I know Southern California and Northern California, and a lot of people go to Vegas, but I'm telling you, that's going to be like a home game for the visiting teams who all fly in, want to see their team, and they get a weekend in Vegas. It's more than 50% will be visiting fans flying into Vegas. More than 50% you watch with the Raiders. Let's go to Ted in Texas. You're on the Saturday Night Hield Show.
Yeah, Simonson, just real quick, I'm going to piggyback on that Brady thing. We know Jimmy G went from the Patriots to the West Coast and AFC to NFC. What would be the possibility of Brady going to the Redskins? You know, he had his Trump hat in his locker, and, you know, it'd be a huge stage for him.
Let's make the Redskins great again. He could wear like a Redskins hat, right?
Correct. But that's
he
all
could.
I had, man. But that's a good question. Thanks.
That's a good question. Thank you, Ted in Texas. Appreciate you listening. Let's travel to Virginia. And Brian, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm not bad. Just a crazy thought. I got no skin in this. I'm a Cowboys fan. Brady leaves New England, goes to Miami. The Raiders get rid of Derek Carr, and he somehow winds up in New England.
I could see that happening. See, you're trying to figure this out, too, and there's some that still hold on to that Brady would end up going to the Colts, and I don't feel Indy with Tom Brady. And again, it's nothing. I love Indianapolis. I go there often. It's like 4.5 hours from where I live. It's a great city, but I don't feel that. But Carr, and he's upset now with, you know, Brady and Davis and the photo at the McGregor fight and all the talk that he's out the door, but he is a little bit more mobile, can run, a little bit more of a modern quarterback. So I could see him ending up, you know, Belichick making a run at him. I really think that could happen. So thank you, Brian in Virginia. Now let's go to Charlie in Ohio. You're on the Saturday Night Hield Show.
Hey, hello. I will get to the NFL real quick here, but the by the way, I like your insight on the NBA All-Star Game. We used to have a long time ago in the 80s when I was in elementary school. They had a faculty versus varsity. So that was just a great idea you had there. Anyway, I'll get to the NFL. I'm sorry, I got memory block here. The AFC and NFC championship games, I always said I'd make it. I had a great idea about making million, steal my idea about $1 million. I had a great idea. Have the AFC and NFC championship games on Saturday night, and then have the Super Bowl the following Sunday. That still gave them a day off for the extra time. And the last thing I'm going to say is, don't get mad at me, but with the 2 weeks, I think they should play it on a Saturday. And also, I think they should go, I got a question for you. Should they go, when are they going to go to like 7-8 teams or 7 teams in the conference playoffs?
Well, and that's probably where they eliminate, when they go to extra teams in the playoffs, and thanks for listening in Ohio, you probably lose that extra week. Or if you bump the Super Bowl, okay, so it's February 2nd. If it's February 9th is, and you do the extra week, is anybody going to complain? The teams are getting an extra week of rest. People are still talking about it. You know, before I went on, I heard Jody Mack on CBS Sports Radio talking about the Super Bowl. I'm hitting it. You know, it's still 8 days out. It's more pub for the NFL. People can travel. You know, the fans, when, you know, not knowing if your team's going to get there. I'm in no hurry to end the football season. I like the Sunday night Super Bowl to wrap up the weekend. So we do have two huge questions of the night if you want to join in. State of the NFL. What's good, what's bad, and what changes are necessary? And some great calls in this segment. Just, you know, again, the NFL's king in America. Second question, do you leave the Super Bowl on Sunday? Or do you move it to Saturday? And that kind of seems to be a split decision. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Some tweets coming in. Graylin Bell thinks Brady will end up with the Chargers. That's another question we threw out. There's so much to talk about. I listed in order Dolphins, Raiders, Chargers, Patriots. Brady's next team. Chuck Meadows listening in White House, Tennessee, where their theme is they're going to make the Vols great again. He tweets at Saturday Huge. The good of NFL, it's mobile QBs. The bad is officiating. I would change the Super Bowl halftime show as far as adding country music acts is concerned. What about Tim McGraw? Well, there's so many big country acts out there, Luke Bryan, or, but it doesn't appeal to the masses. They don't want us sports fans or you country music fans like yourself, Chuck, there in White House, Tennessee. They want to bring in a whole nother audience to jack the TV ratings and a worldwide audience. So that's where the music comes into play. Who is it now? Wait, it's Demi Lovato singing the national anthem. It's Jennifer Lopez. And is it Shakira McKeon? Is that correct?
I guess. I don't know.
You don't know?
I care about the game, Bill.
You work at CBS Sports Radio. You're
care about
an educated the game. Producer. How did I know Demi Lovato, Jennifer Lopez, and Shakira? I just lost my man card in the first hour
on the
Saturday Night Hield Show.
Because halftime is time to stuff your face with more chips and get another beer.
Or halftime is to realize how much money you've lost in the first half.
Yeah, you discuss halftime bets. You're going to put money on the live line, you know.
And then the kids and the younger, the other people at that Super Bowl party, and most of it's women, I hate to say it, I'm not being sexist, are going to turn around and watch the halftime show while everybody's lined up at the friend's house who has one John and there's a line out the door like it's the hottest club in the neighborhood.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, that's generally how it works at every house, I think. Is the females take the couch, the men go inside.
I'm going outside, okay? You got plants, I'm watering them now. Shakira and Jennifer Lopez, even though I like Demi Lovato. Between the three, I think she's the most talented. Who am I? Am I doing American Idol right now or The Voice? I just lost my man card. I knew exactly the female pop entertainment for the Super Bowl. I got to rethink what I'm doing. I'm like the Ryan Seacrest of sports. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Tweet me now at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.